Today on KPR Presents, it's a sneak peek at the Free State Festival. I'm Kay McIntyre. We've heard from filmmaker Kevin Wilmot, whose film The 24th will be featured at a drive-in movie event on June 26th. For the rest of this hour, a quick look at some of the other films that are part of the Free State Festival. Marlo Angel is the director of the festival. Marlo, it's great to see you.
You too. It feels like it's been a long time, Kay, to see each other face-to-face in person.
It has been a long time. Well over a year.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and it's wonderful to talk to you today.
The festival is back. How will it look different this year?
It is going to look a lot different this year. This is our first year going outdoors, so we're embracing the beautiful Kansas evenings and taking all of our films al fresco. So you can enjoy your cinematic experience with the sound of crickets in the background. You can embrace frogs and the delights of the Lead Center of the Dole Institute, the library lawn, all these wonderful environments that we have outdoors, and experience the backdrop of where you are in your setting in addition to the film before your eyes. So it's going to be a wonderful cinematic journey, quite unique for this special place that we're in. And we're trying to find a really safe gathering space for everyone to come together and to enjoy the love of communal film going, because it's so wonderful to hear your friends and neighbors laugh or gasp or cry or make different sounds and ambiences around you and feel like you're experiencing a story in real time as it's happening as one unit. So we're so excited for this year, more than ever, I think.
And that's something we've really lost, I think, during this pandemic experience is, yes, you can see films in the privacy of your own home, but in terms of being a community and experiencing them together. And I know you and I have spoken about that in the past as well, that there's something really special about sitting with a group of people, even if you're in your own car and they're in a car next door to you, about being in a group together, experiencing something at the same time.
Yes. And that's something that I hope is not lost through the pandemic, because I think we all, you know, found the pandemic experience. We were able to consume a lot of stories. Like, we streamed so much and we were able to communicate virtually. We email each other. We would chat on Zoom about films. But there is something about the physicality of being close to your neighbor and to hear reactions. And it does heighten your experience and you're feeling like you're really there together. Where if we're all watching it on our independent screens, we have our couch and we have our dog is there making noise and our popcorn is calling from the kitchen. We got to get up and move our bowl over. So it's not quite the same as being in the dark in a room or outdoor in a drive-in and feeling like you're engaged in this communal process as one cinematic body together.
We're going to talk about some of the films that you're featuring at the Free State Festival in just a second. But before we do, in the interest of full transparency, Kansas Public Radio is a proud media sponsor of the Free State Festival, as we have been for several years. We're so glad to be in this partnership with the Lawrence Arts Center.
It is so wonderful to have KPR on board because it's such a similar audience. I think, you know, we listen in our cars as we're experiencing stories on the radio and we're experiencing film together. And, you know, it's just this is our people. So we're excited. We're always happy to have KPR on board.
The Free State Festival kicks off June 21st and goes through June 27th. Marlo, give us the website for the festival.
Our website is freestatefestival.org, and it has all of our film titles and our times and our schedule. So please visit. You can find out how to reserve your seats. Most of our programming is free this year. We do have some ticketed events, but we are requiring registration in advance just to adhere to social distancing guidelines and to make sure, you know, we're outdoors this year. So there could be rain, there could be a weather delay. So just so we have the communication with our audience goers. So please visit us, freestatefestival.org.
Okay, let's talk some films.
Let's do it.
We started out this hour talking about The 24th, directed by Kevin Wilmot. He lives here in Lawrence, teaches at KU, so that film's got a real local connection. Tell me about another film with a local connection.
Yes, we are starting the week off with a wonderful Lawrence filmmaker, Michael Coffey, who's written and produced an amazing movie called Triumph. This is a very crowd-pleasing, family-friendly drama that will get people motivated and ready to overcome obstacles in their own life. It's a semi-autobiographical tale, which Michael has been working on for a long time. And so it's very heartfelt and emotional, and it is just the perfect way to begin a wonderful week of movies.
Marlo, can you tell me a little bit about the plot of Triumph?
Yes. So it's based a little bit on Michael's life. And so the main character is named Mike, and he has cerebral palsy, and it's played by RJ Mita, who's from Breaking Bad, and everyone knows and loves him. And it has a voice of authenticity. Mike is a filmmaker who has CP himself, as well as RJ, the actor. So you really get a sense of the struggles and the triumphs that are involved in a young adolescent's life. And through the sport of wrestling, he's able to empower himself and to overcome some things that he didn't think he might have been able to do, and really see a side of himself beyond physicality. And, you know, the human experience is elevated by, and I think it'll motivate people to look at their own lives and see what they may be able to do, and not always look at how the world sees you, but how the potential that you each have in one another's lives.
We've got a trailer for Triumph. Let's give that a listen.
Biology, English, weightlifting. You know that you can be exempt from PE courses. Cerebral palsy, right?
I like a challenge every now and then.
Stop. Heading for the short bus?
I wouldn't want to take your seat.
Don't push me.
What are you going to do about it?
Mind your own business.
I'll see you on the mat later.
Just leave me alone.
I've got an idea. Let's go.
Do you ever wrestle before?
Wrestling is a real serious sport.
There you go, you got him!
It requires a great deal of athleticism and control. It's very dangerous.
Give me one chance.
Okay. I'm a stack of eight. Knock it out three times, then you can try out for the wrestling team. Mike, it's okay. No!
Anything else you want to try?
Can I call you sometime?
Yeah.
There's only three more spots on the team.
Dad, I just want to show everybody that I can do this.
No!
You're not a wrestler.
You can best anyone with that mind of yours. Prove that.
We're gonna need some more training. You can do this.
Mike does not see his disability as a hindrance. He's stronger because of it.
Win from within.
That's Triumph, one of the films featured at next week's Free State Festival. I'm Kay McIntyre, visiting with Marlo Angel of the Lawrence Arts Center and festival director. Tell me about another film you'll be featuring at the Free State Festival.
One of the films I'm really excited about is End of the Line, The Women of Standing Rock. And this is a wonderful brand new documentary that we're able to show in partnership with Haskell Indian Nations University's brand new Hiawatha Center for Justice. This documentary, it tells the tale of a group of female activists with the Dakota Access Pipeline who engaged in activism and how it affected their personal lives and how they put themselves out there. And it has such incredible, powerful footage that was able to be captured in the moment that I think it's really going to affect people and to get people motivated to embrace some activism in their own lives and just to see the stories and the reality of what these women had to experience. What's really going to be wonderful about it is prior to the film, the day before, we are going to do a virtual panel discussion with the filmmaker, Shannon Kring, and then also some of the activists. We'll have Phyllis Young and Pearl Daniel Means in conversation with Dr. Dan Wildcat from Haskell, and they'll talk about some of the environmental issues, the day-to-day struggles that went on, and what's going on right now currently. So that's going to be a really powerful discussion. It's free, open to the public, on Zoom. You can find it at our website, freestatefestival.org. And then please come out to the film. It's on Tuesday night, the 22nd. We're going to present it at the College and Career Center. So it's going to be a really beautiful outdoor showing. There'll be some drive-in parking, and then also a great lawn space that people can gather and watch it safely from their lawn chairs.
Do we have a film clip from that?
We do.
Can you set it up for us?
Yes. So we have a great trailer for this film, and I think audiences are really going to enjoy these 2 minutes and get inspired to come out to the movie and perhaps take some action in their own lives.
For years, people have fought this struggle, fought for our land and water. And I was at a point where I felt like nobody cared. We're just people from here that stood up and asked everybody to come and stand with us. And they did.
The original pipeline was to go through North Dakota, but it was going through white people's land. So they redirected it, put it through the Indians.
What it all comes down to is wanting clean drinking water for our children.
One family. If we don't stand, we will.
And we are peaceful, prayerful people, but it's come to a point now where enough is enough.
Love is the strongest. The world is run by corporations now. Who's kidding? Who? Democracy. Our prayers would not be needed. This world is needed.
Indigenous wisdom unheeded and sacred things depleted. Are you telling the dogs to bite the protesters?
What is a fossil fuel? Continued destruction, nothing new.
I hear the rubber bullet. I see this one just coming straight from my eye.
Taking our children, shifting their feelings till nothing's true.
How many people know that the United States didn't allow us to raise our own families? We won that right in 1985.
They just put the fear in us so bad with hell and with that belt and with abuse. They'd come after you at night and take you someplace and made you do things you didn't want to do. And you thought it was your fault.
So when people ask, why is this the end of the line? Why are women standing up and saying, no, this is it?
Water is life!
It's because they've seen this happen to their children before.
We're disconnected, these times are hectic and feeling.
The earth is not something we pollute, we take advantage of, that we rape. The earth is our mother.
That's why we walk with prayer. And if that wasn't true, we wouldn't be standing here.
Nobody thought any politician would have the guts. And I just closed my eyes and said, do it.
We're still going to pursue the legal avenues. I have to leave a footprint.
People, hold your ground. Change is coming now.
The rhetoric is over. It's time for action.
That was End of the Line, The Women of Standing Rock, one of the films that will be featured at the Free State Festival next week. I'm visiting with Marlo Angel. She's the director of the Free State Festival. Marlo, tell me about another film.
Another program that's going to be really fun during the festival is we're doing a short film program, and it is going to be accompanied by thematic goodie bags. So you will come out to the show, you'll see six different short films, and there will be a little carry bag that you can have snacks and surprises that will accompany the different themes presented in the short films. And this showcase is going to be at the Cider Gallery Courtyard, so it'll be really pleasant, under the stars, little bites of cinema while you enjoy some treats that give you a experience that goes off of the screen and into some 4D fun.
Is it obvious which goodie goes with which film?
It's pretty obvious, but what we might do is before each film, we may say, hey, we'll invite you to consume your Fruit Loops because there's some Fruit Loops inside the short film. And this is true.
I love it.
Yes, it'll be a little movie party experience. We're trying to make things, you know, as enjoyable and fun as possible, and giving, you know, whether it's live music that happens before a film or it's some physical engagement with a snack or a music maker that you can shake along to Hairspray, we're trying to really make it something where you enjoy the cinematic experience and you're reinvigorated to go out to the theaters again and to see movies with your neighbors, because it is such a more special experience than being alone on your couch.
I'm Kay McIntyre, visiting with Marlo Angel. She's the director of the Free State Festival, which kicks off June 21st here in Lawrence. Marlo, tell us about another film.
Yes. One movie I'm really excited about is For Mad Men Only, The Stories of Del Close. Del Close is an improv guru, like pretty much any comedian you can think of, from John Belushi to Bill Murray. They had some kind of influence from Del Close, who's from Manhattan, Kansas. So when he...
I didn't know that.
I know. It's a really a story that Kansans don't really always know, but it's such a cool part of our comedic history. In fact, when Del Close received a posthumous award for his lifetime achievement at Manhattan High School, Bill Murray was the one who came and accepted it on his behalf. So it's a really wonderful story, and we're so excited. This is going to be its Kansas premiere. It's going to be showcased at the Lead Center, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be an exclusive clip by Jason Sudeikis that'll precede the film. And we'll have a Q&A with Heather Ross, the director, that you can listen to on your way home. The drive-in movies are going to start late. This is a thing, Kay. So everyone has to stay up late. Get your rest now, because the 21st through the 27th, movies are going to start at 9 o'clock, because that's when the sun goes down in Kansas. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of late nights. And then when you're driving home, you can listen to some podcasts with the directors that will talk a little bit about their films and provide you with some driving home entertainment.
It occurs to me that this year in particular, you've had to be really creative about how to engage with the films and how to present the films, and you guys have really risen to the occasion.
It's been a real interesting challenge by the fact that we also want to keep safety in mind. So usually a big part of the festival is people arriving from out of town, our filmmakers coming in from LA or sometimes internationally to come and enjoy the films with us. But we don't want to, you know, cause any unnecessary travel at this moment. So it's really lucky that we've had this whole year to explore virtual programming. So we are able to do a lot of great virtual panels and find creative ways to introduce them during the films, after the films, prior to the films. So it's going to be a real fun experience. And then having that tactile sensation, like during John Waters' Hairspray, you'll have some horns and music makers that you can engage in the fun as well. One really neat thing that we're doing is for a pre-show for Hairspray, Miss Gay Kansas Deja Brooks, who's here in Lawrence, is going to do a music number. And then Miss Kansas Annika Wooten is going to speed paint while Deja's performing as Tracy from Hairspray. And then you're going to have this wonderful portrait that's going to be raffled off. And you may come home with a Deja Brooks Annika Wooten treasure. So it's going to be a really fun evening week for Lawrence. So I hope everybody comes out.
Give us the website again.
FreeStateFestival.org. So on every film, you'll see some really fun pre-show experience that'll accompany the film. And you may find some cool things that will happen after the film as well. And we're going to do some surprises too, Kay. So one thing we were trying to do is create a virtual lobby. So on our website during the week of the festival, you can engage on our virtual lobby and maybe find some surprises. There may be a puzzle experience from Breakout Lawrence. There may be a raffle prize, a stash at a secret location. It's going to be fun, and we hope that people feel connected to their neighbors and fellow film goers.
It sounds like a really fun week.
It really is going to be, and the weather is great now, and it's going to stay strong for us. Knock on this wood.
I love it. Tell us about another film.
We have a really special production this year that we're closing the festival with. It's Not So Silent Cinema. So it is two silent films. One is Charlie Chaplin's The Immigrant, and one is Salvador Dali and Louis Buñuel's Un Chien Andalou. And these two films are going to be presented in some interesting ways, Kay. So one of them, Un Chien Andalou, is going to be presented with an original score performed live by two musicians here in Lawrence, Alex Kimball Williams and Mike Quillen. And both of the silent films will be accompanied by live audio description by Audio Reader.
Our sister service here at KPR.
Exactly. And they're so wonderful. And it's not, you know, it's one of those experiences where you're going to be at the drive-in and you have some choices. So we're trying to encourage active participation in movies, not just passive participation. So on your car radio, you have a dial, you'll have two FM transmitters, and you can switch between music only if you want to enjoy your silent film just with your music. But we really want to encourage people to move the dial and also listen to the audio description and to experience what the audio description is like and how it adds to the film experience and how it describes things in interesting ways. And I think it's going to be a delight. And we encourage people to go back and forth between the music and the audio description and have a unique experience of silent cinema.
And for everyone who's ever heard us talk about Audio Reader on KPR and wondered what that is, and particularly their description of theater events, this is probably a great introduction.
It is. And we're so delighted because Audio Reader will be on site as well, and they will give a little introduction of their services and how you can engage with them throughout the year here in Lawrence. So we're so lucky to have them in our backyard and just able to bring accessibility to the cinema. And the Spencer Museum of Art will even be there. And they have little art kits that you will be able to take away with you. And you could make a zoetrope that is very cinematic.
A what?
A zoetrope. So it's a little film device where it's like an early form of cinema. where frames are made to kind of go from one frame to the next. Film is made of 24 frames per second, so you can kind of get a visual sense of what it is like when people are still beginning to make films and what that the science behind it is.
It sounds like a fun night.
It's going to be wonderful.
It sounds like a fun week.
It's going to be the perfect cap to a perfect week.
I've been visiting with Marlo Angel. She's the director of the Free State Festival, which will take place June 21st to 27th. You can find out all kinds of information at freestatefestival.org. Marlo, thank you so much for visiting with me.
Thank you, Kay. I hope to see you at the festival this year.
I'll be there. I'm Kay McIntyre. KPR Presents is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. The State Library has just announced its latest batch of Kansas Notable books. Congratulations to the 2021 Kansas Notable winners. It's a list that includes a young British detective, a Kansas homesteader, and a hard-boiled Wichita private eye. It also includes Un Mango Grows in Kansas by State Poet Laureate Waskar Medina. Next time on KPR Presents, join me for a conversation with the Kansas Poet Laureate, kicking off a series of conversations with 2021 Kansas Notable authors. That's on next week's KPR Presents, same time, same place, Kansas Public Radio.